One of the biggest songs of 2021 is a reworking of a classic from back in the 70s. You described it as one of Boney M's most obscure tracks.
I said it's one of their best, but it is so obscure. And I remember when it went viral on TikTok, I was like, oh, wow, the kids have found this one.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's been released to a whole new audience because this guy has remixed it into what it is today.
MC and producer described as the best MC in the world multiple times. His name is Majestic. He joined us now from the UK. Good morning.
Thank you. That's an accolade. I like to hear first thing in the morning.
Nice.
First thing in the world.
Yeah. Rasputin. I mean, there's lots to discuss, but what made you jump on that one, mate?
As you guys just was mentioning, the whole virality of the whole TikTok, it coming back round, that's what triggered me into going, you know what, this could really do something in 2021 in a new way. If you look back at records like You Don't Know Me by Armin van Helden, Music Sounds Better, Stardust, you know, some of those classic, you know, disco and soul samples that they use to make great house records is exactly the route I went down. I'm a big Daft Punk fan, big Armin van Helden fan. So I literally had a quick listen to a few of those classics and thought, right, let me have a go on this. And I first made it as an intention just for my own DJ sets as a bit of a DJ tool. And then, lo and behold, I've got a collaboration with the legendary Boney M, and I'm talking to you guys. So it's a bit of a mad journey, to be honest with you.
How does that go? Because I mean, Boney M, obviously, you know, 70s band. Are they still with us? Like, do you have to get that signed off? Like, how does that work?
Yes. So Bobby Farrell, the frontman's no longer with us, unfortunately. I think some of the singers from the group are Frank Farian, who was the producer and the brains behind the group. He's still with us as well, and he was also responsible for Milli Vanilli. So there's some music facts for you.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. They learn something every day. So basically, in terms of getting it over the line, it isn't as simple as, you know, I made it in my bedroom and I was lucky, and all of a sudden Boney M heard it and got it away. I'm signed to Ministry of Sound here in the UK. They're part of Sony Records. And fortunately for me, and this is why I know the stars aligned on this one, Boney M's catalogue is also owned by Sony. So
perfect.
It made the process of getting it across the line so much easier than if it was somewhere else and was someone else. So, yeah, it was meant to be. And literally, when we showed them what I'd done with the record, they went, in actual fact, we're looking to re-release this, so this is perfect.
Yeah,
the stars had aligned for me this time, guys.
We're live to the UK at the moment, catching up with producer, DJ and MC Majestic. Now, mate, you were saying you're feeling a little bit tired because you've had, over in the UK, your Freedom Day, and you had gigs on the weekend that you're now just recovering from. As someone who has been a kind of fallen victim to the lockdowns over the last, 18 months or so, with the industry that you work in, being in clubs and stuff, how do you feel about that as opposed to being someone who also doesn't want to get COVID?
Yeah, well, I've had COVID and I've got some form of long COVID because I've still got problems with my smell.
Wow.
Where everything seems to smell like metal, which is a bit weird. But, it's one of them things where we've been not doing shows for the best part of 16 to 18 months, and I realised this weekend when I was out there on the dance floor how important it is for, our souls, connecting with music and the energy of the crowd. It's been beautiful and, we've all played our part in trying to keep everyone safe. And the one thing is, it's just one of those things where we're just going to have to sort of crack on and live with it. Now, we're lucky here in the UK with the whole vaccine rollout. It's doing really well. And it seems to be the case that the case numbers are going down here in the UK. So, fingers crossed, that keeps doing the same thing. But if anything, if one positive is to come out of this is the newfound appreciation, I think, the punters, the ravers, and ourselves have all gotten from this. This weekend, I played 4 shows. Every single show was on fire. And
awesome.
From the first record to the last record of my set, people were jumping. You know, before, I think we got to a point where we got a little complacent and, you'd go to, perform and I think sometimes some of the ravers are so used to using Spotify or Apple Music that they're like, I want my song now. And they don't let you take them on a journey. Now they're just like, play me anything. I'm gone.
Now, that must be so just beautiful for your soul to just be up there and taking people on that journey, which is awesome.
It's been great talking to you this morning. Before we let you go, just a quick question. As an MC, as someone who MCs live in the club, I know that's not easy because I've had a go at it. Yeah. We've got some amazing guys in Australia that do it, guys like Sure Shock, and there's a whole heap of them that roll around. To me, as someone who has had a go at it, someone who talks for a job but doesn't do it to music, it's kind of like being an auctioneer but with music in the background. Would you agree with that description?
To some degree, I liken it to the most undervalued job in the world sometimes because, you know, as you said, it is so difficult. And like when you're MCing for a DJ and you're on the stage, you know, like the crowd go away and they're like, oh, that DJ was brilliant. And the MC often doesn't necessarily get the full respect that they deserve. It is very difficult. It is an art, and it's knowing when to talk, when not to talk, you know, how to hype up the crowd. And it, as I say, something I love to do as when I was younger, I still do it. But it was one of them things where I just felt like it's a bit of an underappreciated role. So, you know, the DJing and the producing side of things for me was something that I just sort of focused on a bit more. But I still love getting a crowd hype. There's no better feeling than, having 50,000 people in the palm of your hand just by saying, make some noise.
Yeah.
Everybody jump now. Look at this guy's shorts.
Exactly.
Look at this guy's shorts. Why is he wearing shorts in the club? What's going on here? All right. It's been so good catching up with you, mate. We're going to have a spin of Rasputin now, though, on KROQ 955. Majestic, thanks for your time. All the best.
Cheers.
Thanks, can't wait to speak to you soon, guys.